Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concludes. Passes six key bills on final day. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiryo appeals Naga political groups and stakeholders to ensure that solution is reached without further delay. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button says till date there is no report on influx of illegal Bangladeshi migrants in Nagaland following the aftermath of the recent crisis in Bangladesh. And Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang says land dispute in new land delayed completion of capital bypass via Jatima. Now the news in detail. On the concluding day of the fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly today, the House extensively discussed construction of national highways in the state, issues on influx of illegal immigrants in the state following Bangladesh crisis, ceasefire and law and order situation in the state, review on communitization of power sector, and the Naga political issues were also discussed on the floor of the House. Six significant bills were passed, including the Nagaland Goods and Services Tax, 9th Amendment Bill 2024, the Nagaland Work Charged and Casual Employees Regulation, 1st Amendment Bill 2024, the Nagaland Road Safety Authority, 2nd Amendment Bill 2024, the Nagaland Municipal Amendment Bill 2024, the Disqualification on the Ground of Defection in Urban Local Bodies Bill 2024, and the Global Open University Nagaland, 2nd Amendment Bill 2024. Later, Speaker Sharingen Longkoma adjourned the House and died. Nagaland Chief Minister Rio today appealed the Naga political groups and stakeholders to be sensitive to the deep yearning of the people and continue with their sincere efforts to ensure that a solution is reached without any further delay. He said Naga people have been longing for genuine peace and earnestly looking forward for a solution that will pave the way for all-round progress and development of the state. The Chief Minister said this while making a concluding remark on the Naga political issue in the Assembly session. He said when Nagas can come together and have an oppositionless government, so also all the 26 Naga groups should come together on a negotiation table and take a decision. Rio maintained that elected members, along with the civil societies, tribal leaders, the church and concerned citizens, should thoroughly discuss on a solution which is honourable, inclusive and acceptable. The Chief Minister further said a political solution will usher in an era of faster economic growth, greater employment opportunities for the youth and all-round development. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home, Y. Button, said till date there has been no report on influx of illegal Bangladeshi migrants into Nagaland following the aftermath of the recent crisis in Bangladesh. He made this statement during the 0 hour today on influx of illegal immigrants in the aftermath of Bangladesh crisis into Nagaland. Button said the state government led by the district administration and police are alive to the unfolding situation. Button informed that under the district level security coordination committee, adequate measures in the districts have been initiated to check and report presence of any illegal migrants from Bangladesh. He also informed that deputy commissioners have been directed to intensify ILP checking along with their respective police counterparts and to submit regular reports. In addition, they have also been directed to closely monitor all interstate checkposts and to disseminate necessary circular or information to all village councils within their respective districts and especially those villages following at the interstate and inter-district boundaries. Button added that police officers deployed at 13 interstate checkgates have intensified checking at all the interstate checkgates round the clock, including identifying areas such as places of religious worship where there is a possibility of presence of illegal immigrants. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIA News Kohima. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of National Highway, Tia Zeliang, today said the land dispute in new land delayed the completion of Capital Bypass Road via Jatima. Replying to a supplementary question in the assembly session, he said the concept of having new land and Radima Road under interstate connectivity of PWD roads and bridges was to ease the hardship of the commuters plying between Dimapur and Kohima, particularly during the monsoon season. He said under the project there was no provision for any compensation and the landowners had submitted NOC not to claim land compensation. He informed that landowners from three villages in New Land District claimed for land compensation, damage compensation and forest compensation, leading to delay in resolving the matter. Zeliang suggested that the ongoing issue under the Package 1 need to be resolved with the help of the elected member of the constituency and civil societies in convincing the landowners. The ministry in charge further informed that the Package 2 and 3 deal Ratima has been completed 2 years ago. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home, Y. Button, said Nagaland police is leaving no stone unturned in the maintenance of law and order in the state. Making a statement on ceasefire and law and order situation in the state on the last day of the ongoing session of Nagaland Assembly today, Button informed that 32 extortion cases have been registered and 35 persons have been arrested. He said of the 35 arrested for extortion, 8 were from NNCFGN, 7 NSCNIM, 7 NSCNK Kango, and 4 NSCNK Nikki, while the rest belonged to other factions. Button also informed that the number of persons belonging to different factions arrested between January and August 2024 by the police and the security forces combined stood at 106. He added that till date, 25 persons belonging to different factions were arrested under 11 cases for abduction and kidnapping, and 26 persons belonging to different factions were arrested in relation to 20 cases for violations of Arms Act. Button informed that in the current year, state government has a quoted sanction for 17 persons to be detained under the National Security Act 1980. Further, Button informed the House that the state has a total of 15 designated camps for different groups, which include 9 NSCNIM camps, 3 NSCNKN, and 1 each for NSCNR, NSCNK Nikki, and NSCNK Kango. MLA and leader of Naga People's Front Legislative Party, Kuzuluzo Nino, has raised serious concerns about the current ceasefire agreements in Nagaland. Nino claimed that a ceasefire has become a license for unlawful activities such as kidnapping, extortion, multiple taxation and killings, which have escalated under its cover. The MLA was speaking during the discussion at the Nagaland Assembly session today on a matter of urgent public importance pertaining to the ceasefire and law and order situation in the state. He emphasized on the need for a thorough review of the ceasefire ground rules to better address the current situation and enforce the rule of law effectively. He proposed that the Government of India to provide monthly sustenance allowance and rations to the cadres of groups under ceasefire to prevent them from resorting to extortion from the public. Additionally, he recommended that a ceasefire monitoring group should be reconstituted to include a 3-member committee comprising representatives from the army, police and the civilian under the control of the state government. Nino also suggested relocating all individual ceasefire offices from Dimapur to a single structure in Kohima for better coordination and quick resolution of violations. He emphasized that groups not part of any ceasefire agreement should be dealt with strictly according to the law and their members should be excluded from the board of Naga national political groups. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concludes, passes 6 key bills on final day. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiro appeals Naga political groups and stakeholders to ensure that solution is reached without further delay. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button says, till date there is no report on influx of illegal Bangladeshi migrants in Nagaland following the aftermath of the recent crisis in Bangladesh. And Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang says, land dispute in New Land delayed completion of the capital bypass via Ratima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.